This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show, still down at Danette. Fritzy under the weather. Hopefully he'll join us for Friday's show. Sean Salisbury, our good buddy, former NFL quarterback, will join us coming up a little bit later on. Michael Wilbon from the Mothership. Pardon the interruption, we'll stop by as well. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Seton Webb, the poll question. Tyler standing by to take your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. I have no idea who collects the emails, but we are getting a lot of people who respond on Twitter, and some of the responses have to do with yesterday's show, the controversy that Seton O'Connor was roughing up Tom Cruise as an actor. And the people on Twitter are still speaking on your behalf, and they are refuting some of the things that you had to say. Let's recap what you said about Tom Cruise. I believe the Katy Perry of actors. Is that what you said?
This is so typical of the media to twist things into their own narrative.
Okay, put it into context, Seton.
The original discussion was you were shocked that Top Gun Maverick was not being nominated for awards.
Yes.
And you believe that it should be up for Golden Globes and Oscars and all that stuff.
Yes.
Of which I had said, well, it's a good movie, but it's not great. It was entertaining, but it was cheesy.
Okay.
And that somehow had spiraled into this crazy conversation where, yes, I had mentioned Tom Cruise is like the Katy Perry of acting. He's tremendously successful, but no one is going to talk about how great of a voice or slash actor he is.
Okay.
No one is going down in Katy Perry as like, man, she could hit that high note, huh? Okay. No offense to Katy Perry. She's a great entertainer.
Now, Katy Perry has listened to the show.
Yeah.
Remember when she sent a tweet out where she was backing up the back row? Oh, I see what's going on here. Seton used to be in the front row. Katy Perry sent a tweet a few years ago saying, suck it front row.
To her 120 million followers.
Oh. Correct, suck it front row. Now, hold on a second. If I had said to Katy Perry, you're sort of like the Tom Cruise of singers, do you think she would be insulted by that?
I don't know.
Of course not. Nobody would be. You'd be like,
Tom Cruise be insulted?
Possibly.
Yeah. That's the point. Yes, Paulie.
We reached out to Tom Cruise's people. We've gotten no response comment. Back. And okay. We checked Tom's social media channels, and he has not clapped back, as the kids say.
Whoa, he's not throwing any shade?
He's not throwing shade at Seton.
Cap.
That's Cap.
Yeah.
That's who's capping. The response has been either, like, thank God finally somebody said it, that movie sucked, or you've already lost MVD.
Ooh. Early defeat in January.
What's with all the negativity from Seton lately? He's just being a jerk.
Yeah. I agree. It was Jerk Wednesday yesterday.
Hey, now.
Yeah. In fact, I suggested to Tyler, how about Jerk Chicken on Friday? and dedicated to Seton this week.
One of the nicest things you've ever done for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jerk chicken.
Jerk.
Yeah, Paul.
Jamaican people upset Seton.
Oh!
Get it? He's filling his McLovin's role nicely there.
I'm the Kingston of doing that.
Kingston, Jamaica.
Kingston, Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
We could talk about
oh,
how...
Oh, I see. Now you're not going to laugh at my jokes.
No, I'm not.
But
no, how does it feel?
Yeah,
how's it feel?
I know. I need somebody to fake laugh at all of my crappy jokes, too.
Keep stirring it up, Bob Marley.
Stir it up.
We could talk... You three little birds aren't going
to... We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how, with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Usually when we get done with the show, we're done with the show. We move on to the next day. But the people that we meet, if you go to the doctor's office or you go to get coffee or you go get a beer, people will bring these things up. So yesterday, I hear from somebody that I sort of know, but not friends. And he goes, yeah, he finally said it. And I go, what? He goes, no, you said what a lot of people are afraid to say. And I go, what? That Christine McVie is a better singer than Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac. And I go, yes, I did say that. And I firmly believe that. He goes, yeah, you finally said it. Somebody finally said it, is what he told me. Yes, Eden.
That was a big debate when I was a mailman, and we would be casing our mail in the morning at the post office, that Christine McVie was a better singer than Stevie Nicks.
It's Christine McVie.
Or McVie. McVie.
It's Sean McVie.
Sean McVie, Christine McVie.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And
right,
I got a problem with Sean McVie, by the way.
Segway.
All right. You got a poll question for me?
I do, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, I thought you had one. There's rumblings that you came up with a poll today.
Okay. Does a team playing this weekend, including Monday, win the Super Bowl? Okay.
Seahawks, Niners, Chargers, Jaguars, Dolphins, Bills, Giants, Vikings. Stop me when you have a Super Bowl team. Ravens, Bengals, Cowboys, Buccaneers.
No, I'm just saying, is there a team playing this weekend? Because the last 2 years, the Rams and the... Buccaneers, they played wild card weekend.
How about this then, the poll? Which team playing this weekend would you bet on to make the Super Bowl?
Make the Super Bowl.
I think that's fair. Or win it.
These, yeah, the two previous years.
Let's go win it.
Those teams, yeah, okay. Who would I pick? Go ahead, Paul.
I think I would go with the 49ers. If you look at what the 49ers did last year with their defense, they almost got to the Super Bowl without throwing touchdowns on offense.
Okay.
Jimmy Garoppolo did very little, and they were close. And Brock Purdy seems a little, maybe he doesn't know he's not great yet, but he's playing well enough that they could pitch a few shutouts.
Okay, but we've had rookie quarterbacks do well in the postseason, correct?
Yes, mostly they don't.
They don't?
Mostly, they're terrible.
Oh, okay. I thought that the spin was Brock Purdy could fall in the line of other quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks.
I've got the quarterbacks rookie quarterback quiz later today, but I can tell you, since 1980, rookie quarterbacks in the playoffs, starting a playoff games, are 9-19.
That's not good.
9-19. That's not good.
That's pilot error. Yes, Eden.
So is this poll question essentially then, like, who you got? Chiefs, Eagles, or the field?
Yes. Pretty much.
Chiefs and Eagles are the only two teams not playing this weekend.
Yes. But you have teams playing this weekend. If I took Buffalo off, who would you take? See, the Bengals concern me because they have two of their offensive linemen out. And earlier this year, you know, the problems with Joe Burrow being sacked, they started out the year 0-2. We wondered about the offensive line. They have two of their starters out for this game. But this line is, if Lamar Jackson was playing, I would lean towards the Ravens winning this game. But doesn't look like he is. The Ravens started the week +6.5, according to DraftKings. It's now up to 8.5 because of the reports of Lamar's questionable availability. We know that Tua Tagovailoa is not going to play this weekend. The line started out 10.5 versus the Bills. The news of Tua being ruled out, that line is now 13 with Skylar Thompson Jr. III starting for the Miami. If I would have said, hey, do you realize when the playoffs start, these two quarterbacks are going to play a significant role for their teams? And if I would have said Skylar Thompson, you would have said, I don't even know what team he's on. And maybe if I said Brock Purdy, you would have said, I don't know what team he's on. But those two quarterbacks are starting for their teams this weekend. Yeah, Paul.
If you'd have told me in September, I would have been surprised by Daniel Jones being in the playoffs
at
this juncture.
Well, that's true. Okay.
They were not predicted to be good.
You know, but the Tua Tagovailoa situation is interesting because this is a team with him is formidable. The offense is probably, what, 8 or 9 points better when he's out there. And without him, they're a team that averages 16 points a game. But you got Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. Dangerous and can break open a game. But will they be able to do that? A team that barely squeaked into the playoffs, losing 5 of their last 6. And Tua had 2 reported concussions, the possible 3rd unreported head injury. Also had the back injury. And I wonder if they didn't, what felt like, rush him back into playing and let him sit a little longer, would he be playing September and October? Now, you might say they would have lost games and maybe they wouldn't have qualified for the playoffs. I understand that. But, you know, we're all about the health and safety. We're talking about DeMar Hamlin, the health and safety. And absolutely. But we should be doing the same thing for Tua Tagovailoa. Because I think he had a 3rd concussion. You can say he had a back injury. And by the way, you have a back injury like that. I never heard any follow-up of, oh my gosh, that could happen again? Or is he being treated for that? He could have a back injury and a head injury. And I wonder if you're the Miami Dolphins. And these are hard questions. What are you going to do with Tua? So he's finishing his 3rd year. They're not going to extend him after this year. Now, he was an MVP candidate, and I think legitimately with the numbers and the success of the team, when they were, what, 8-3, he was playing great. But if I remove the concussions, then I could see Miami extending him. But you can't say this. The Dolphins can't go, well, you know, with the concussions, the head injury, we're not going to offer him a contract. You can't say that publicly. And then Mike Florio, he did it again. He brought up Tom Brady. Could Tom Brady end up in Miami after all? And I'm thinking, really? I guess. But then you throw in Sean Payton into the mix. Mike McDaniel, I think, by all accounts, did a pretty good job this year. You know, when they had everybody healthy, they were a formidable team. So you lose Tua for 4 games. You still make the playoffs. He's due to make just under $5 million upcoming 2023. But the Dolphins could keep him on the roster as a backup to Brady. If Brady does... No, I know.
I know.
This is what's being talked about.
A rest and recovery year and Brady takes the helm.
But I don't know if I could do this where I go, hey, we're going to bring in Sean Payton. We'll keep Mike McDaniel as your offensive coordinator. That's not going to happen. Could he lose his job after 1 year going to the playoffs with a quarterback who got banged up this year? But the Brady to the Dolphins goes back to being around his family, being around his kids, because he's going to have other options. Is he going to go to Vegas? And it feels like everybody thinks he's going to play next season. Foregone conclusion, he's playing next season. No matter what happens against the Cowboys, he's playing. And I'm like, okay. Maybe I'm the only one that's going, I guess there's still a chance that he, you know, if they lose to the Cowboys, does he want to come back to Tampa Bay? Does he want to go someplace else? And Florio brought this up on Pro Football Talk where this is a possibility. Yeah, Paulie.
It's such a weird thing to think about. If you remove the names, the Dolphins have a 24-year-old quarterback who had the best season of his life, led the league in quarterback rating. They would consider replacing him with a 46-year-old quarterback who finished under 500 this year. Mm. Just if you take away the names, but once you put Brady's name on it, you're like, oh, that's, you got to give some credence to it.
By the way, I heard from a good source. So far this year, Maverick Top Gun has...
Sources?
What?
Your sources?
I have a source.
Your Hollywood connection?
I have a source.
Oh, boy.
I... You know what? I'm going to take a break because I'm going to let you guys just think about it. What?
Teaseworthy?
Yes. I have a hey, if Adam Schefter can have sources all over the place, so can I. You're going to make fun of Tom Cruise on my watch? Then you better be ready for a battle.
You're on the wall?
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. And I've got sources who are going to back up my Maverick Top Gun as a damn good movie.
Top Gun Maverick was nominated for Best...
This is my story. I'm going to take a break here.
Speak your truth, Dan. Speak your truth.
I will.
It's your journey.
Free your mind. The rest will follow. Let's take a break back after this. If you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride. You could use a break. If your business has five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan, it's a refund of your taxes. The challenge, getting your hands on it, and that's where GetRefunds.com comes in handy. Team of tax attorneys, they put together, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program, already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And maybe they can help you as well. And keep in mind, they do all the work. No charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, even if you took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. So find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. So don't miss out. GetRefunds.com. What do you have to lose? GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Now it's go time. I let Seton have his day yesterday, making fun of Tom Cruise and Top Gun. referring to Tom Cruise as the Katy Perry of actors, or Katy Perry's the Tom Cruise of singers, or something like that. It was mean-spirited.
They're both great at what they do, both very successful.
But I reached out to one of my Hollywood sources who said, by the way, Top Gun Maverick has gotten 44 award wins, 160 nominations, nominated for Best Motion Picture Drama at Golden Globes, been shortlisted for several Academy Award categories, including Best Picture. Nominations are going to be announced next Tuesday, and it will be a very, very emotional day for me. Yes, Paulie.
I'm splitting the difference between you. You think it's a great movie. I was very entertained for the 2 hours I saw Top Gun Maverick.
Okay.
Seton has a great point that it basically was, they used every bit from the first one.
Yes.
In the second one. I guess it's kind of like going on an 80s cruise where, there's Duran Duran. Poison.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise is not Duran Duran now.
No, but Tom Cruise was playing all the 80s hits in his new movie. Mm-hmm. Remember when Eddie Murphy hosted SNL about 2-3 years ago, and it was a big, big deal?
Yeah.
They brought him back, and he did four of the same bits he did back in his early, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, et cetera, et cetera.
Gumby.
Yeah, it was not creative, especially creative or groundbreaking, but he gave the people, the old people, what they wanted.
The old people.
The older
fans. That would be me.
Fans.
Yes.
And me.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. I'm right in that Top Gun age, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a little young, but.
Yeah. Do you want to apologize to America?
No, I mean, I didn't realize that Top Gun Maverick was up for that many MTV movie awards.
It's and, not
MTV. You know, IMDb.com picture of the year. I'm sorry. I should have checked.
Blockbuster Video Awards.
Ranker.com has it as film of the year. I should have checked all of that.
Not every
sorry,
award.
Sorry, okay. I don't have your sources to be like, hey, you know,
It's one source that I have.
You know, Barstool Actor of the Year.
No,
I didn't know that. Pardon My Take loved it that much.
Yes,
I'm on RottenTomatoes.com, which gives they compile all the reviews, and they had 459 reviews of Top Gun Maverick.
All right.
Guess what the Rotten Tomatoes, their percentage.
Their score?
Yeah, the score. What percentage it
probably
was.
Probably off the charts.
I'm going to say 92%.
It's 96%.
Hell yes.
Was positive.
Yes.
Now, audience score 99%.
Yes.
The consensus was Top Gun Maverick pulls off an even trickier feat than a 4G yes. inverted dive, delivering a long-belated sequel that surpasses its predecessor in a wildly entertaining style.
All right.
This is weird. This is so, like, commercial of you, Dan. Usually you're the rogue guy. That
I am.
Everybody loves something. You're like, that wasn't good.
But sometimes something's right in front of you, and you don't realize the greatness of it.
Maybe I should watch it again.
And maybe you guys should turn your attention to me and realize it's right in front of you. Just embrace it.
You're the Katy Perry of...
Greatness. Sports radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christina Aguilera.
You're sort
sports
of the
radio.
Tom Cruise, Katy Perry of.
Okay. If you said I'm the Taylor Swift, then I'd go, okay, whoa. Now we're talking.
Now that's an artist.
Yeah. And I don't want to hear the negative reviews, Paulie.
You don't want to hear from Chase Hutchison at the Inlander in Spokane, Washington. If more cheesy sensibility is what you're looking for, this will entertain the heck out of you.
Okay.
Cheesy sensibility.
It was fun. I have the exact same review as Paul. It was fun. I enjoyed watching it. It was a lot of fun. It's just, I don't think it's, you know, Oscar worthy.
Okay.
It's the same exact review.
All right. I'm just saying we don't celebrate action stars. We have a hard time celebrating comedians. And those are, you know, since I'm an actor, I would like to be able to celebrate those people.
I had the Dolph Lundgren club coming after me yesterday. He's a Rhodes Scholar. How would
is.
He be? Or whatever he is. I don't even know what the hell he is. But
I think he might have gone to Oxford. Dolph Lundgren.
Oxford Community College.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know about it.
Oxford, Ohio. Went to Miami of Ohio. All right. Let's get some phone calls in here. Are we going with the poll question that we brought up about does the Super Bowl winning team play this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say who you got, Chiefs, Eagles, or the field.
Okay.
You it's a little less
That's
wordy.
Another
There's only so many characters you could fit into the thing.
Okay, I spent a lot of time on the Tom Cruise stuff. I haven't, you know, given the other things, you know.
That's the other poll question that's just, we're begging for, is Top Gun Maverick, you know, should it win the Oscar for Best Picture?
I didn't say, should it win? I did not say it should win. I said, how about nominated?
Okay.
There's 10 movies that get nominated. Yes, Paul.
How about a quick Tom Cruise poll question? Just think about it real quick. Is there another American actor, male, career that you'd want over Tom Cruise? Off the top of your head, is there a name where you think like Dustin Hoffman? Or
you want like as in you're making a movie and who's going to be your lead?
No, like or, it, whose career do you want? Like that's the career I'd want where legacy, movies, whose career was better than Tom Cruise in American cinema?
Yes, Marv.
I take The Rock. And he's also in WrestleMania.
I don't think he's kidding. I don't think he's kidding.
The Rock over Tom Cruise? I'm sorry. I don't love Tom Cruise like y'all love Tom
Cruise.
Okay,
that's fine. I mean, look, you have a lot to learn. You're young. You have a lot to learn.
He's not that young.
And this is where, put your tiny hand in mine. I will be your preacher teacher.
There's not a huge difference between Tom Cruise and The Rock's acting ability.
Just it's height. Not. Mostly height.
Oh, my God. Tom doesn't need to be artificially inflated.
Are you sure about that?
No, I don't think he's. I don't think he. I saw where Hugh Jackman said he would never use steroids.
He used them all. They're all gone. He used them.
He said, "I would never use steroids to play the role of Wolverine."
That is. Have you ever seen a Wolverine movie?
I did see how he looked in Wolverine.
Redfest.
You can't get that way without a little bit of help.
No,
you can't.
If I were Hugh Jackman, I would say yes, and here's where to get him. I can make some money off it. He looked great. All right, I threw out Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jack Nicholson.
I think I would probably go Leo.
Okay, because he's got a little bit of everything, right?
Well, yeah, he's got a lot of some other things too. But it feels like he's cashing in on his success, whereas I don't think Tom is.
He's getting a little too old to be cashing in on his success
he is.
Like that.
He is.
Getting a little creepy.
He's got a belly. Like you see him on a yacht. You know, got the 22-year-olds, and then he comes out, and like,
Yeah, but it's more like he's got, like, forget about the belly. He's got, like, high blood pressure and other things that come with being at a certain advanced age that he shouldn't be celebrating.
How old is he? He's not 50 yet, is he,
no,
DiCaprio?
He's about 40.
Okay, I got it.
45?
48.
Ooh. You know who turned 79 yesterday? I think 79. Rod Stewart.
Okay.
I wouldn't have thought that. He still looks good. He still performs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camouflage. That was a great album.
I go back to a nod's as good as a wink to a blind man.
Okay.
Yeah. Maggie May. He was good. Rod Stewart. It's still entertaining. Still killing. Let's go. Let's get it together.
Yeah,
come on.
Here weekend.
Here we go. We got football. Here we go.
The Bengals.
The Rock played football.
He was on the team.
Tom Cruise played football in all the right moves.
Yes, he did.
He could knock the heck out of people.
Yeah.
He was a star.
Yeah, he'd take your head off. Yep. All righty.
Better football player, Tom Cruise in all the right moves or The Rock in real life?
I'm going to go Tom Cruise.
Correct answer.
Yes.
I got to say, I agree with you.
I think Tom Cruise was better football player.
Got a full scholarship to Cal Poly.
All right, let's get our act together. This is where people go, oh, I thought you were a sports show. Yeah, sometimes I think we are. Sometimes I don't know if we are. We got our play of the day coming up here. Settle on our poll question. I'm wondering about this, and I said this, and I will continue to say this. We need to show caution with DeMar Hamlin, the story, because it was 10 days ago. We didn't even know if he'd get out of that Cincinnati hospital alive. Now he's at home, and he's rehabbing at the facility. And now you're starting to, I don't know if it's a groundswell, but I think it's going to get there. People are curious if DeMar Hamlin will be at the stadium on Sunday afternoon when the Bills play the Dolphins. Maybe up in a skybox there. And I would love to see him, but I would rather see him on the Jumbotron. And have him at home with his family, be on the Jumbotron, and maybe right before kickoff, he comes on just to, you know, greet the fans. But sometimes when people are so excited for this story, but I just would caution you. I mean, he flatlined twice. You know, he was in critical condition. I'm glad he's home, but how about in 2 or 3 weeks, maybe at the Super Bowl, then do something. But let's just slow down. It's a wonderful story. let's continue to have a wonderful story. And look, if he's up there in the suite, I just don't want all the shots going to him. And I let him do what he needs to do on it, you know, in his own comfort, in his home. To go there, everybody's going to be up there, well-wishers, all that. That's a lot to ask for somebody who just got out of the hospital. Let him do something on the Jumbotron, greet the fans, and, you know, say something inspirational to the Bills fans, as they get ready to face the Dolphins. That's what I'm hoping for. But I like that there's caution that is being shown with Tua Tagovailoa, because this is serious. You know, I just saw where Charles White, former running back at USC, passed away. One of the toughest players who's ever played college football. And Heisman Trophy winner, but passed away. And he was in assisted living. Now, he's younger than me. He was in assisted living and was reportedly battling dementia that they believe was, you know, due to playing football here. We tend to look at short term. Come on, you got to get back in. Then you start to extend this. Tua is 24, and we always think, okay, come on, yeah, he can come back. I don't want him playing the rest of this year. Said that when he was out the last time. I would not have him play this year. You can't, you know, tiptoe around these injuries. Because while we want him to play, you're a Dolphins fan, we're in the playoffs, come on, we need you. When he's 45 or 50 years of age and dealing with CTE or dementia or whatever he might, who's going to be there? Now's the important time for him. He does have youth on his side, but I want to make sure that he has that when he's 44 and 54 and 64, not, man, remember he played and that he came in and no. I grew up in a culture that was like that. You got back in and played in the 70s, the 80s. You got back in and played. There's no question. We didn't even use concussion. We didn't know what a concussion was. Now, I suffered a concussion myself, but it was not sports related. But in football, and my brothers played, my dad played, there was never a you know, discussion about concussions. It was like you got your bell rung. It was like a stinger. Like, oh my God, what was that? It's all stars. Well, those are concussions. And even when they're mini, like players will say, you know, it's a little, when we had Troy Polamalu on, he said, I probably had 100 of these. 50 to 100 bell rung. I mean, that it takes a toll. The aggregate total there, and then what happens? And I hope, I worry about two of the person. Then you can worry about two of the football player. Yeah, Seton.
I wonder if the player mindset that you were just describing, like where you just go back in and still play, I feel like that still exists.
Yes.
But the rules just won't let you now.
Now you have to be even more sneaky or covert to get back in.
Yeah.
Because and it goes back to the story that Hines Ward told me. He got hit in a game against the Ravens, and he suffered a concussion. He grabbed his ankle because he was trying to fool the doctors. Tua grabbed his back. Now, maybe that was what brought this on. I don't know. I haven't heard any follow-up on his back. Has he been listed, you know, on the injury report with a bad back? It felt like he's had three concussions or three injuries that have to do with brain trauma, in my opinion. And, you know, a great source that I have on this would not go that far and say. Because I said, oh, my God. Like, you don't act like that. And what, you know, his reaction, if that's a back injury, I've yet to see somebody have a back injury where they did that on a football field. Yeah, Paul.
The tough part about this is that nobody wants to everyone wants to stay in. The coaches want the player to play. The player wants to stay in. Yeah. The team doctors work for the team. I'm sure they're concerned that, hey, if I keep ruling players out, will they replace me as a team doctor? Look what happened to that team doctor who put the guy back in.
But the neurologist wasn't a team doctor.
Independent.
He was independent, and he got fired.
But these players, they lie. They want back in, and the coaches, you know, Mike McDaniel, if he was safe with Tua this year and they won five games, no one's going to give him bonus points. He won't keep his job for that. Tua won't keep his job. Imagine if Tua said, you know, I'm not cleared this week. I was cleared this week, but out of abundance of safety, I'm going to take a week off. He would be...
And I wondered about that. If he got cleared, would you let him play this weekend? I don't know if that question could be answered, would be answered, will be answered, but I do wonder. And man, I'm just glad that they don't have to ask that question. I'm glad that Tua is not playing football this weekend. A couple of phone calls. Ann in New Jersey joins us on the program. Hi, Ann. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Hi, Dan and Danette. First, well, I have a question about Lamar Jackson, but first, I have a bet with my husband that if I say my statistics on TV, height, weight, and cup size, I'll get a fourth TV in our little upper sports lounge.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so 5'6", a lean 122, and 32C. Okay, babe, I said it. I get that fourth TV.
What, Paulie?
With those measurements and you wanting another TV in your house, you're going to be hot property if he doesn't like this. Believe me.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, you sound like the perfect woman.
And if it doesn't work out, let us know.
Holla.
Yeah, let us know.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, yeah, I'm a little crazy, and we have this loft area in our house where we've sort of turned it into a sports lounge, mostly my doing.
Good.
And we have three TVs, and I want a fourth one. So this was what I did to get the fourth one.
Well, congratulations.
So thank you.
You're welcome, Ann.
Thank you. So my question, since we're talking about Lamar Jackson and all these people, do you think he is actually still on the IR to the point where he can't play, or do you think he might be holding out for a contract?
Oh, I think you want to play. I understand that dynamic. But I don't know what he's upset about, because this is going on, what, 16 days? You can't miss a playoff. You can't. Although I don't think he's fared well in the postseason, has he? I'd have to look at those numbers. But I would – now, there's something that is not lined up between Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. I don't know. I've been saying that, I think, for at least a year, maybe longer than that. There's something that's – Off kilter here. Lamar's what, 1-3 in the playoffs?
Yeah, polling? Career record of 1-3 in the playoffs, 3 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions.
Yeah. But I don't think, at least I didn't think until somebody brought it to my attention, do you think Lamar is using this? And I go, for what? To show how valuable he is? We already know that. Like, what's he getting out of this by not playing? If he's winning in the playoffs, if they would beat the Bengals and he's there, I mean, then, like, you almost have to remind people of just how great Lamar Jackson is. You know, Lamar Jackson should have his contract already. Kyler Murray got his. Lamar Jackson's a better football player. But he does want more money than Kyler Murray got. He wants, I think, Deshaun Watson money. All right, play of the day is up next. More phone calls as well. Glad you're part of the program. Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
3:40 left to go. Morant around an Adams screen. Crosses over Poeltl. Oh!
He got him again. Poeltl gets dunked on by Ja Morant. The same building it happened last year. And Morant went for part two. And that one was impressive.
That's courtesy of the Grizzlies Radio Network. Jakob Poeltl gets posterized again. Ja Morant has scored at least 30 points in his last five games against the Spurs, averaging just under 39 a game. That's your play of the day. Visit legacybox.com/Patrick. Get an exclusive discount for my listeners. Kick off the new year by rescuing your family's most cherished memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Legacy Box will take care of everything. Legacybox.com/Patrick. That's legacybox.com/Patrick. You know, I was watching some NBA last night. Boston Celtics, quietly first team to get to 30 wins. And doing so with all the drama that happened off-season, beginning of the season, and you go back to a year ago where the Celtics had the turnaround starting in January, historical turnaround, and took them to the NBA Finals. Teams are averaging just under 114 points per game. That's the most since 1969-1970, when teams were averaging 116. There have been 94 games of somebody scoring at least 40 points through the first 85 days of the NBA season. That blows away the previous mark that was set in 1961-62 of 71. 14. No, I'm not done yet, Melissa. 14 games of somebody scoring at least 50 points through the first 85 days of a season. Now you can do it. All right.
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Odds to finish the NBA season with the most wins, according to DraftKings, it's the Boston Celtics. Second on the list, might surprise you, your Denver Nuggets, then the Grizzlies, the Nets, and the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, the Nuggets are really good regular season. It's the postseason we got to work on a little bit. Yes, Marv?
Can Jokic win the MVP?
Sure.
That'd be three in a row.
Yeah. I think it'll be difficult for him to do it, but he's putting up the The key is, can you put up numbers that I can't afford to acknowledge? Can you put up something and you go, nah, like he's putting up those numbers, if I even stated that right, that you can't avoid them. It's like, here's a triple-double. But Luka has put up a couple of great games. it feels like people want Luka, somebody new in there than the Joker. Now, whether it's conscious or subconscious there, but, you know, it feels like if Luka doesn't get it now, is he going to get it? And I don't know if the team's good enough, but based off what he's done this year, you know, they're in any conversation playoff team, it's because of him. But Joker's putting up great numbers. You have to sometimes look at it and go, in any year, would you give this person the MVP? Not, well, he's won it twice in a row. You can't give it to him again. Like, how do you have logic in voting to go, well, you can't give it to him three in a row? Well, I mean, look at all the greats, you know, guys who didn't get it three in a row. I mean, that's not fair to what he's done. Yeah, Marv.
What about our boy Ja Morant?
I'm a little grizzlied out. And hear me out on this. Nobody talks more junk, celebrates more without doing anything than Memphis. Really good team. Might be the best team in the West. I would like for you to accomplish something because, boy, they calling out Golden State and, you know, circling the calendar and those things are, you know, it's all nice, but I'd like for you to accomplish something because then others will talk for you. Yeah, Marv.
So you want them to kind of be like the Warriors because the Warriors talk a whole bunch of bleep now.
But they have every right to do that. Memphis hadn't accomplished anything.
I thought everybody liked the Grizzlies.
I did. When they were have you watched Memphis? When they won the Summer League and we made up T-shirts.
Never forget that one.
Yes. And I said, let's celebrate.
Remember the party?
Yes.
The parade?
Crazy.
That was nuts.
Crazy. We had four cars in the parade, but we had a parade for the Memphis Grizzlies. So I've been in on them, but I don't want them to be obnoxious. I mean, Golden State can be obnoxious, but they've at least earned that right. Yes, Eden.
Grizzlies are somehow talking about a dynasty, despite having never won anything.
Yeah. Have they won a playoff series? I don't even know if they won that.
I think they beat the T-Wolves last year. Remember that?
No.
That was the obnoxious bowl right there.
Oh, Anthony Edwards versus John Morant?
Patrick Beverly was in it.
Oh, Beverly.
They got the Western Conference semis last year. They were 56-26 last year.
Okay.
Now, the old Grizzlies, like the Gasol, Connolly, Zach Randolph Grizzlies, had some good runs.
Yeah. But I want you to accomplish something before you talk all of this junk. Yeah, Marv.
Do you want them to go back to, like, grind and grit?
No. I like how they're fun to watch. They are.
You just want them to stop running their mouths so much.
I just want, yeah. Yeah, I would just say, hey, it's okay. You know, it's nice to be confident. But don't be obnoxious. Accomplish something. Yeah, Mark.
They won a playoff series last year.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you're right. Okay. Yeah, Paul.
So the Grizzlies are officially on your lawn.
Yes.
Dang.
Officially.
Yes, they are.
There are certain things that if they're on your lawn.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And if they won something, they'd be allowed to stay on your lawn.
Yeah.
But until then.
I'm asking them to get off my lawn.
Oh. Asking them to just
politely.
Vacate.
Politely.
Yeah, because I'm not talking trash.
Yeah.
There's no hot take, no junk. No, it's just, guys, as a parental figure, I would say to you, hey, guys, come here. Let's win something. Let's accomplish
it. Take your bikes, go down to the park.
Yes. Come on. Win something, and then we can talk. Okay? All right. Ready? Break. We got a busy hour coming up. What are some of the things we have coming up, Paulie?
We are going to explain the overtime rules for the playoffs in the NFL, which are quite a bit different, and I think most people forgot that.
I did. When Paulie brought it up, he goes, you know, overtime's different in the playoffs. And I go, huh?
Josh Allen rule, we're calling it.
Okay.
Then we have the rookie quarterback game in the playoffs. Rookie quarterbacks are starting a playoffs game. And I just wrote the entire script for Days of Thunder 2 for Tom Cruise. It's on the house. It's ready to go.
One more item as we close out hour one. Tire Rack's been killing it for 40 years now. And really, the approach is simple. They have the knowledge. They have the passion. They have a team of experts. They're just a phone call or a click away. Their website packed with information, advice, and tools, but it's not too cluttered. You want to get a personalized tire recommendation, and you're going to get it in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry. High-performance Yokohama Advan tire, the all-season Avid lineup, and the off-road capable Geolander light truck tire. They've got it all for you. In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation. Comes right to your home or office. You can look out the window and watch them change the tire. Tire installation on your terms. Game changing. You got to go to TireRack.com/Dan to see for yourself. TireRack.com/Dan. Go there. You'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less on how and what and where you drive. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.